Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, people, I'm black. I'm back. I got disconnected. We have some rain here where I am. I got disconnected in the middle of Genesis chapter 20. We're going to pick it up right where we left off at. Okay? I got disconnected. Guest call in number 661-244-9831. Anybody would like to call in, you are free to do so. God of Israel, from Genesis to Revelation, why call him God, Jesus, Most High? This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisheba. Let's pick it up right where we left off. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to put audio number 2 on the end of this broadcast so people will not get confused about what's going on here. Genesis chapter 20, verse 1 through 18. I'm just going to start all the way over from verse 1. And Abraham journeyed from thence towards the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham was of Sarah, his wife. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. Verse 3, but God came to Abimelech in a dream by night. The God of Israel came to Abimelech, king of Canaan. It's a Philistine country. It's a Philistine city. When you look up the word Gerar, it's Hebrew number 1642. For Genesis 20, verse 1, it's a rolling country, Gerar, a Philistine city. A Philistine city, which is Canaan. And Abraham said to Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night. The God of Israel came to Abimelech. Why am I teaching about the God of Israel tonight? I'm going to tell you that in a minute. Let me keep going. He came to a Gentile. Abimelech was a Gentile. He was the king of Canaan. So because Abraham told him that that was his sister, he took her to be his wife. And the God of Israel came to him in a dream by night and said unto him, behold, thou art but a dead man. Yes, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob kill people all the time that get in his way and that do things that he don't want them to do. He said, you know what? You ain't nothing but a dead man if you touch Abraham's wife. He threatened him. He actually threatened the king of Canaan. I don't know this God. The God you believe in, he's all love and he's good and he ain't going to hurt nobody. He ain't going to do nothing to nobody. See, that's the God you know about. You don't know about the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, and the God of Abraham and Isaac. But me as his prophet, I must introduce this God to you. I must introduce this God to the world. Because guess what? Ain't nobody calling on the God of Israel. Let me say it again. There is absolutely nobody that I know calling on the God of Israel. And that's why I must teach you that the God of Israel is from Genesis to Revelation. So why call him all those names that you have been given through your religious institutions called churches and mosques and shrines and temples and synagogues? Verse 3 of Genesis 20. But God came to him in a dream by night and to him, behold, thou art none but a dead man. For the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. She is a man's wife. And you know what this proved to me, people? You got all these brothers. You have all these men out here in the world committing adultery with other men's wives. With other men's wives, their next door neighbor wife, they boss on the job wife, all kind of adultery with somebody else's wife that don't belong to you. And see, if you was a friend of the God of Israel, of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if you belong to the God of Israel, if you was his son, guess what? Guess what? You would not be able to touch that man's wife. Whoever wife you touching and having sex with and laying up with, guess what? He must be a sinner. He must be a sinner. You a sinner. Why? Because the God of Israel don't respond to protect the wife from the man like he protect Sarah from Abimelech, king of Canaan. This proved to you that you people are not righteous. You are not righteous like Abraham. Abraham was righteous. He kept the law. He kept the law. He knew the law. He kept the law. He was taught the law by Noah. By Noah. His great-great-great-great-grandfather, by Noah. He kept the law. So he was a righteous man, and the God of Israel protected his wife, Sarah, from a Gentile king that was going to defile her. Verse 4 of Genesis 20. See, this proved that you people are not righteous, because you got all kind of brothers laying up with women that don't belong to them. Have the God of Israel met anybody in a dream and said he was going to kill them if they touched that man's wife? Absolutely no. No, not at all. You get away with your adultery. You get away with your adultery. Why? Because the man wife that you're sleeping with, he's unrighteous. He's not like Abraham. Genesis 20, verse 4. But Abimelech, could you bring all of them out and just sit them here? See y'all? Excuse me, people. But Abimelech, could you bring all of them out and sit them right here where the other one is? Let them get some air. But Abimelech had not come near her and said, Ahiah, would thou slay also a righteous nation? He wasn't no righteous nation because he was going to lay up with some other man's wife. But again, he said he didn't know. Verse 5, said he not unto me, she is my sister. And she herself said he is my brother in the integrity of my heart and innocence of my hands have I done this. And God said unto him in a dream. See, he was talking to him in a dream. Why? Because he could hear him. Maybe he was righteous. Maybe he was. And he just didn't know that Sarah was Abraham's wife. Yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart. Look what the God of Israel told him. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Anytime you commit adultery, you sinning against the God of Israel. Because it's up under the law. You cannot do that with another man's wife. But again, all your religions and all your churches, except the Hebrew Israelites, teaches you that the law is done away and is dead and it don't work no more. But I'm not teaching about the law tonight. I'm teaching about the God of Israel, who he is. Bring the other two here. Bring the other two here. Whichever one's making the noise. Verse 6 of Genesis 20. And God said unto him in a dream, yeah, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, but I also would tell thee from sinning against me. Therefore, suffer I thee not to touch her. See what kind of God he is. He's a righteous God. You don't know this God. You don't understand this God. You don't talk about this God. You don't worship this God. You don't pray to this God. You don't call on the name of this God. You know absolutely nothing about the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Absolutely nothing. And that's why I must make this broadcast, and that's why I must make all the broadcasts that I have made. Because when it go down in the earth, you people won't have a foot to stand on. You won't have a foot to stand on. It's okay. Verse 7. Now, therefore, he said, look what the God of Israel told Abimelech. He came to him in a dream. That's how serious it was. That's how serious it was. That's how serious it was about protecting his friend Abraham's wife from a Gentile. Because up under the law, it's against the law for a Hebrew to marry a Gentile. It's against the law for a Hebrew to even have sex with a Gentile. Anybody that's not a Jew is a Gentile. So that's why right here in Genesis 20, verse 6, he said, you know what, Abimelech? I withheld you from sinning against me. Now, therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet. He is a prophet. That's who Abraham was. He was a prophet. He was not the father of faith, the father of righteousness, all that stuff that you Christians have taught up in your churches. The Bible ain't never called him the father of faith. What scripture is that? What scripture is that? The Bible never called Abraham the father of righteousness. What scripture is that? No, he was a prophet of the God of Israel. That's who he was. Now, therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet. You want to know who Abraham was? That's who he was, a prophet, a righteous man that kept the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The very law that you people say is dead, dry, done with, obsolete, no good. The very law that you people hate and don't want to keep and don't want to follow and don't want to do It's old-fashioned. It's outdated. All the stuff that's coming up out of your mouth about the God of Israel law, and you wonder why this destruction have hit this earth. Y'all people have blasphemed the God of Israel in his law. In his law. All you preachers. All you elders. Lying on Abraham. Talking about he the father of faith. And he the father of righteousness. Lying on Abraham. Because you don't know the Bible. And you don't know the God of Israel. And you don't know the God of Abraham. He's nothing to play with, people. He's nothing to play with. I'm telling you. And he said, he is a prophet. Get his man back, his wife, or I kill you. For I kill you. He is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, now that thou shall surely die, thy and all that is thine. So I'm not going to only kill you. I'm going to kill your mama, your sister, your daddy, your brother, whoever. The whole house got to go. Everybody that's kin to you must die. I'm talking about the real God tonight, the God of the Bible, the God that wrote the Hebrew scrolls, the God of the Son of God. He said, you know what? You better give him back. And then when you give him his wife back, Sarah, he going to pray for you, Amimelech, that you will live. That you will live. Because you know what? I really want to kill you. And I really want to hurt you. Because you put your filthy Gentile hands on my daughter. On my daughter, Sarah. You put your filthy Gentile Philistine hands on my daughter Sarah. And you know what? I really want to kill you. So you know what? I'm going to tell Abraham he needs to pray for you that you will live. Only if Abraham prayed for you will I let you live. That's how serious it is right now with the God of Israel. You got to have a prophet. You got to have a prophet, people. I'm telling you, they the only one can connect with the God of all gods. They the only one can stand in the gap with the God of Israel and go before him for you to live and not die. But y'all ain't got no false prophets. False. Don't know the Bible. Don't understand the scriptures. Teaching all that fairy tale stuff that don't make no sense. A fairy tale. That's what they teach. Fairy tale. So he said, I'm going to pray. Abraham, I'm going to pray that you live. Restore her. That die and die. You're surely, if you don't give her back, you should surely die and everybody in your house. Do y'all see the God of Israel? Do y'all see the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? The God of all gods, the one and true only God in this earth? He killed people all the time. I heard a preacher last night come on Blog Talk Radio. I got to take my time tonight because I got a lot of scriptures. He came on Blog Talk Radio last night. And I just was tuning in. I was just tuning in, listening to him. And I told him, yes, I used to be a pastor of the Christian church for 15 years of my life. I left the Christian church. because I see that everything that they was teaching didn't have no edification in it. It didn't have no power in it. It didn't have no manifestation in it. The only thing it had when you're going to come to church and you know, they're going to put some oil on you and you're going to fall out and you're going to cry to your fake Jesus and that's it. And then you go home and you do that Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. And that's all you ever learn is about Jesus and nothing else. And the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. No, man, I told you, I walked away from it. Because you know why? I get tired of you leaders and you people talking about the devil, the devil. The devil did this. The devil did this. The devil doing this. I said, that's why I didn't want to be a Christian, number one. That was one of the reasons why I didn't want to be a Christian. Because you keep talking about the devil, what he doing. When all through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is speaking about what the God of Israel is doing. Your scriptures are fairy tales made up stories about a dead man named Sacha Borgia, Jesus. Let me keep going. Let me keep going, people. So, yeah. Verse 8. Therefore, Imelech rose early in the morning. Yeah, he got up early because he was scared. He was terrified. Because the God of Israel said, you know what? If you don't give her back, I'm gonna kill you and your whole house. And he meant what he said. He's not a God that he should tell a lie. And he told you people, if you don't keep my law, he told the children of Israel. And I had a sisters to come on. Some sisters came on the pastor radio show last night. They said, well, I don't understand why we're depressed and why so much is going on in my life and, you know, I'm not happy. You don't know why? Because you're a sinner and you're living lawless. You're living a lawless life. You've been taught that the law is dead and it's dry and it's done away and it can't do nothing to help you. Only Jesus can help you. That's not what the Bible teach. That's not what the Bible say. So you see how people, they have painted another God for you to hold on and cry out to and pray to. And when the God of Israel is telling Imelech, man, you know what? I'm going to kill you. You better get Sarah out your house. So he rose up early in the morning. His servants, everybody in his household, and told all these things in their ears. And the men were so afraid. I'm reading Genesis 20, verse 8. They were so afraid. Why? Because the God of Israel, Ahia, told him, you know what? I'm going to kill you and your whole house if you touch Sarah. You better get out of your house soon as daybreak. They were so afraid. See, you people not afraid. Because the God that your leaders are giving you, he's a loving God. He ain't going to hurt you. He ain't going to do nothing to you. He ain't going to do nothing but love you and save you and keep the devil off of you. All lies. Everything that I just said is a lie. And then they get on there and say, yeah, well, you know, I said, yeah, well, you know, that's why I don't want to be a Christian no more. Because you know what? Y'all people always talking about what the devil doing this, the devil doing that. I said, no, all the in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, the devil ain't killing nobody. The God of Israel is killing people. Just like he was going to kill this king. He the same God today, yesterday, and forever. That's what I told him. That's what I told him. And you know, he said, yeah. Well, you know, God allow. God allow the devil to do what he's doing. No, God ain't allowing Satan to do nothing. What scripture is that? Again, fairy tale scriptures, fairy tale teaching. False, verse 9 of Genesis 20. Then Amalek called Abraham and said unto him, what hast thou done unto us? And what have I offended thee that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what sawest thou that thou hast done this thing? Man, you almost caused me and my whole family to be dead men. You almost caused me and my whole kingdom to die. Because the God of Israel is going to take down his whole kingdom. Not just him. Everybody was going to go. Y'all ain't ready for this God. I'm telling you, world, you're not ready for the God of the Hebrews. But he's coming. He's coming. He already here. He already here. Already here. Yeah, that's prophetic. Look at what it say here. Next verse. Verse 11. And Abraham said, Genesis 20:11. Because I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place. And they will slay me for my wife's sake. Sarah was so beautiful. Sarah, my mother, because I'm a Hebrew woman, she was so very beautiful, like I'm so very beautiful. Sarah, my mama. At 80 years old, 90 years old, looking like she's 20. Beautiful, not even a lick of makeup on her face. Not a lick, not a lipstick, not an eyeliner, not a nothing. Beautiful. And you Hebrew Israelite sisters, say y'all queens and, you know, Sarah is your mama. Well, won't you be like Sarah? Just be natural. Just be the beautiful women that the God of Israel can make you. But guess what? You don't know that God because your God is named Yah and Most High and TMH and all of that. Yahweh, YHWH, all of them is your God. So the God of Israel can't make you beautiful like he made Sarah beautiful because you don't know that God. Let me keep teaching tonight, people, because y'all need some serious, serious help. So you know what Abraham said? You know what? I didn't really know Amalek. I didn't know that, you know, I thought this was an unrighteous place. You know, I'm just moving to Canaan. From Babylon, I didn't know, you know, I didn't know. I mean, I'm in a new place I've never been before. So really, I fear my life. I fear because my wife is so beautiful. She's so beautiful, and I know when any man look at her, they're going to want to kill me because she's so beautiful. So I had to lie to you. I had to lie to me, to you, to save myself and to save my wife. Sarah, I thought you was going to kill me and my wife. So that's why I did it. Verse 12, and yet indeed she is my sister, he said. She is the daughter of my father. Abraham married his own sister. She's the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. Yes. He didn't lie, but he did not tell the king that that was his wife. That's the only thing he wasn't honest about. verse 12. And yet indeed she is my sister. Okay, verse 13. And it came to pass, of Genesis 20, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, my wife Sarah, this is thy kindness which thou shalt show unto me. See, God calls Abraham, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation. He calls Abraham to wander from his father's house. He didn't know where he was going. All he knew, he heard God say, the God, yes, he knew the God of Israel name. He knew all of that. All of that. He could hear his voice, everything. Excuse me, people. Celia, come and get them. Hold on. I don't see the other one. One moment, people. One moment. One moment. Give me a minute. You only brought two, right? You only brought two in here, right, bro? You only brought two in. Put them back now. They're good and dry now. Okay, people, let me close it out. I'm going to take this all the way down to the 18th verse, and we're going into our next scripture. So it came to pass, my God, the God of Israel, Elohim, in the Hebrew, Elohim. Elohim caused me to wander from my father's house, that I say unto her, this is thy kindness, which thou shalt show unto me at every place, whether we shall come, say to me, he is my brother. So him and Sarah had already made agreement that wherever they get, wherever they go, wherever the God is to send them, she must say that Abraham is her brother and not her husband. Verse 14. And Abimelech took sheep and ox and men's servants and women's servants, and gave them unto Abraham, and restored him Sarah, his wife. And Abimelech said, behold, my land is before thee. Dwell where it pleases thee. Wherever you want to live, Abraham, wherever you want to go in Canaan, you are welcome to go wherever you want to set your tent, whatever you want to do. And unto Sarah he said, talking about the king now, behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. My God, Abraham was so wealthy, people. And y'all some poor, broke, hungry people, calling on Jesus, calling on Yah, calling on Buddha, calling on the Most High, calling on all them gods. Y'all some poor, broke, 9-to-5 working people. He said, I gave your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to thee a covering. A covering. Abraham is your covering. Your brother is your protector. Your husband is your protector. Yes. Yes, a man's supposed to cover his wife. But we ain't got no brothers like that today. We don't have no brothers like that today. We got some wannabes and all that stuff. But we ain't got no brothers covering their wife. I'm going to just be honest. Because all the men that you married to, they all call on the wrong God. All of them. See, they don't know the God of Jacob. They don't know the God of Abraham. They don't know the God of Israel. They don't know the God of Moses. They only know the God of religions. That's all they know. That's all they call on. That's all they pray to. That's all they sing to. That's all they talk about. So your covering is not authentic. It is not authentic like Sarah's covering was, because Abraham was a righteous man. He kept the law to the T. To the T. He did what the God of Israel wanted him to do. To the T. Not you people. Not you people. Because you, let me keep going. I want to get out of this scripture here. I got a lot of scriptures to cover. Behold, he is to thee a covert, Genesis 20:16, of the eyes unto all that are with thee and with all other. Thus she was reproved. So Abraham prayed unto God, Elohim. Abraham prayed to Elohim, God. And Elohim, God, healed Abimelech. See that, people? He healed Abimelech. Some went on, man. Abimelech got sick or something happened. When he took Sarah up in his house, something happened up in there. So Elohim, God, healed Abimelech when Abraham prayed for him. Let me show y'all Jesus. Let me show you y'all. Let me show you y'all wise WH. Let me show y'all Most High. Let me show you y'all Yahweh. Let me show you y'all Buddha. Let me show you your Hindu God. Let me show you your witch God. Let me show you your God. When Abraham prayed, he was healed. How many people that don't lay hands on you people up in the Christian church? Oh, hundreds of bishops, elders, pastors, evangelists, prophets, deacons, all kind of people don't lay hands on you people, and you still sick. You still sick, and guess what? You think Satan is making you sick. No, the God of Israel is making you sick. Why? Because you're praying to another God and the wrong God, and you're unrighteous. So Abraham was a righteous man. And when he prayed, the God of Israel honored his prayer, honored his prayer. Not you people. You putting all kind of oil on people and all that, the Hebrew Israelites, what they do, they anoint people with olive oil. My God, people. They anoint people with olive oil and say something in Hebrew of them seven times. They say to seal it or something like that. These people still got cancer, diabetes, heart failure, lung disease, liver disease, kidney disease. Why? Because you Hebrew Israelites, the ones that say you in the truth, you calling on the wrong God, and you don't know the God of Israel. You don't know him. You've been taught of the God of Israel, but you really don't know him. And that's why you people are still sick and dying today. Bishops, elders, pastors, all y'all got diseases up y'all ass. No, I'm not religious. Up your ass, you got so much sickness, pain, depression, misery, mental illness, so much stuff going on. Just because you people don't know the God of Israel, just because you don't have no Abrahams and no Isaacs and no Jacobs and no Moses in your circles. All the people you have praying for you, they are unrighteous. And they don't know the God that healed you. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Amalek and his wife and his manservant, and they bare children. So yeah, Amalek had a wife. So what do you want with Abraham's wife? See, that go to talk about you Hebrew Israelites. Y'all got to have 3 wives, 5 wives, 10 wives, all kind of wives committing adultery. That's what y'all doing. Because you self-righteous, you unrighteous, you praying to the wrong God. He healed his wife and maid servants and everybody. And Amalek started having children, him and his wife. The God of Israel blessed him because Abraham prayed for him. For Ahijah had fast closed up all the wounds of the house of Amalek. Look what he did now. Look at the God of Israel. Look how he operates. Look how he works, people. He is not Jesus. He is not Yah. He is not YHWH. He is not the Most High. He is not Buddha. He is not Guadalupe. He is not. So he blessed him. He had closed up every woman in Amalek's kingdom womb. That was the curse. That was the punishment for touching a righteous man's wife. Y'all don't want to be righteous, huh? Y'all don't want to be righteous. You want to keep saying the law done away. And you Hebrew Israelites, y'all want to pick out laws to keep, like ceremonial, dietary laws, little laws y'all pick out in the Bible to keep and to teach your congregation. You're not righteous. So he closed up all the wounds of the house of Amalek because of Sarah, Abraham's. This is the God of Israel. This is the God of Jacob. This is the God of the Hebrew kingdom. The God of David. The God of Solomon. Next scripture. Next scripture. So where you're saying that there? I don't see say nowhere, people. Genesis 35, 1 through 7. Let's keep going. Genesis 35, people, 1 through 7. You don't know, people. You just don't know. And God said unto Jacob, Elohim, in the Hebrew, arise, Jacob, get up. He spoke to Jacob, the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. Do y'all see that Jacob knew his name? Abraham knew his name? They all knew his name. Just because you see God, God everywhere through the Bible, Lord, Lord, you think these people don't know that their God name. You reading a translated Bible, not the Hebrew scrolls. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there and make there an altar unto God. Make an altar unto God. Peer unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau, thy brother. Go make me an altar, Jacob. Go make me an altar, Jacob. Make it in Bethel. Make me an altar to the God of Israel. Ahijah is my name. Make me an altar. And Jacob said unto his household and to all that was with him, put away the strange God. Put away the strange gods among you and be clean and change your garments. So all of Jacob's wives, all of Jacob's sons, his daughter Dinah, he only had one daughter that I know of. He said, put away your strange gods. Because it's time for us to serve the God of Bethel. Now it's time for us to build an altar to the God of Israel, to the God of my father, Isaac. The God that helped me when I was running from my brother Esau because I was afraid that Esau was going to kill me because I took his birthright from him. I got to build an altar to that God. And guess what? He told me, y'all got to get rid of all the strange gods that you've been calling on, worshiping, and believing in. You cannot have the God of Jacob and the God of Israel and the God of the Hebrew nation serve a strange God. He's not going to go for that. Jacob had to clean up his house before he went to build an altar. That show you people that all the altars that you got set up all over this earth is to strange God. Strange God. Look what it said here, people. Genesis 35:2. When you look up the word strange in the Hebrew, it's a Hebrew number 5236, foreign, a foreign God. That's what the house of Jacob was serving, foreign God. He wasn't serving a God that his father Isaac was serving and his granddaddy Abraham was serving. Strange gods, foreign. Jesus is a foreign God. That's Sergio Bordier, a dead man. Yah is a strange God. Buddha, strange. Allah, strange. Most High, strange. All your gods are strange. And you people have not figured it out yet. What is it going to take for you people to figure out that all your gods are strange? And he told Jacob, get rid of your strange gods and go build me an altar. Build me an altar. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, build me an altar. In Bethel, he didn't want no altars all over the world, over there in Syria, over there in Babylon, over there in Jordan, over there in Lebanon. He didn't want Saudi Arabia. He wanted his altar to be in Bethel. That's the only place you can build the God of Israel an altar, in Jerusalem. All your altars, all your churches, all over the earth are to strange gods. Israel, Gentiles. Genesis 35:1. Hebrew number 1008. Bethel, house of God. Bethel, a place in Palestine, which is Jerusalem. Canaan. That's the only place you can build a real altar to the God of all gods. His name is Ahaya, the God of Israel. So he told, look what he told. Verse 2. Put away the strange gods that are among you and be clean, he told. That's what Jacob told his household. And change your garments. Change your garments. The clothes that you got on, the God of Israel don't want you wearing them clothes. The clothes that you people got on, the clothes that you are wearing, the clothes that you spend all your money on when you get your paycheck, the God of Israel don't want you wearing. You serve a strange God, and you got on strange clothing. Strange. Those suits your shirts, your ties, your blue jeans, all of that stuff is strange to the God of Israel. When he told you Hebrews what to wear, he told you what to put on. Strange. Your gods are strange and your clothing are strange. And all your altars are to other gods. Strange gods. Foreign gods. The same gods that Solomon served. Malchon. Baal. Moloch. The children of Israel. Charmus. They had all kind of gods. Strange gods. Solomon had so many strange gods, strange wives, all kind of stuff he had. Strange. Went against the God of Israel to be with Gentile women. When the God of Israel had already told him, Solomon, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you everything. Don't touch no Gentile women. Because if you do, they're going to make you turn against me for other gods. And that's exactly what happened. And that's what you people have done. You have turned against the God of all gods to serve strange gods. Let me keep going. Verse 3 of Genesis 35. And let us arise and go up to Bethel. And I will make there an altar unto Elohim, God, who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods. They had a little bit of figures in their pocket, in their purses, on the camel sack, all kind of little gods, little statues, little figures and stuff that they had made and carved out, praying to, went around their neck, all kind of stuff. He said, you know what? Give me all the strange gods. We can't serve these gods no more. I am being told by the God of my father, Isaac and Abraham, that I must get away from all the strange gods and then go build him an altar. And she handed them their earrings. See, the Christian church is going to take this scripture right here. Let me show y'all how the Christian church, how they teach. And I hope a Christian is listening tonight. One of you pastors or somebody. I hope y'all listening tonight. This is how y'all teach right here in Genesis 35:4. And the strange gods which was in the hand and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. The Christian church right here going to take Genesis 35:4 and tell you that you cannot wear earrings. Woo! My God. That you cannot wear earrings because earrings is a sin when you wear them. They take this scripture now. Genesis 35:4 ain't got nothing to do with that. Their earrings that they had in their ears was to other gods. That's why they had to get rid of, because they had little gods, earrings with little figures and little stuff on them that they made to other gods, to strange gods. They carved out earrings to their gods with their names and stuff on them. Baal. Moloch. All them gods. The same God that Solomon knew. So they had little, he said, you know what? You got to take these earrings off. We're going to put this stuff and we're going to bury it. We're going to bury it and we're going to get rid of this because all this stuff that we have is to other gods. So no, Kristen, that ain't got nothing to do with us wearing earrings. The earrings that they was wearing was to the gods of the Egyptian, other gods. It wasn't to the God of Israel. You kidding me? There's so many scriptures in the Bible where the God of Israel gave Israel silver, gold, earrings, bracelets, gold chains around their neck. Y'all people don't know the Bible. You don't know the scriptures. That's what it is. You totally lost and gone. You need somebody to teach you, Bishop. You need somebody to teach you, Pastor. And that somebody can be me, because I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So they hid them under the tree and Shechem. Verse 5 of Genesis 35. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So God protected them. He had terror all around Jacob, Yaakov in the Hebrew. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan. Same place Abraham was. Same place his granddaddy Abraham was. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan. Mm-hmm. That is Bethel. Canaan is Bethel. Canaan is the promised land. Canaan is Jerusalem. Canaan is Bethel. So he told Jacob, go to Jerusalem and build me a altar. This was way before the children of Israel went to the wilderness and all of that and went to Canaan. Way before. Jacob had went over there so many years before the children of Israel was even in Egypt. And he built an altar there in Jerusalem, Canaan, Bethel, house of God, Palestine. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel. He and all the people that was with him. Verse 7 of Genesis 35. And he built there an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. Yeah. God appeared unto him. Yes, you can see God. The Christian church teach you. You can't see God. No man can see God and live. False teaching. Can't you see that? Where he appeared unto him, that means he's seen him. But Deborah, Rebecca's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak, and the name of it was called Elah Bethel. That's it, people. That is it. God of Israel, from Genesis to Revelation, why call him God, Jesus, and Most High? He have a name. Next scripture, 1 Kings 8:20. We getting there, people. Come on. Come on with me. Let me help you to understand what the God of Jacob want for you people to do now. 1 Kings 8:20. Yeah. 8:20. 1 Kings 8:20. And Ahijah had performed his word that he spake, and I am risen up in the room of David, my father, and sit on the throne of Israel as a higher promise, and have built an house for the name of a higher God of Israel. Did not I tell you that he is the God of Israel from the Old Testament to the new, from Genesis to Revelation. There's only one God with one name and one law and one way. You see how lost and confused you people are. None of y'all have the name right. None of y'all have the right understanding. None of y'all. None of your religion. And the higher have performed his word that he spake. And I am risen up in the room of David, my father, and sit on the throne of who? Israel. Israel. You can never kill Israel. Israel will be in this earth forever. So Solomon sit on the throne of Israel as a higher promise and have built an house for the name of a higher God of Israel. So Solomon built, he finished the house that David didn't finish. And the only reason Solomon built the house in Jerusalem is because he wanted to build it for the name of the God of Israel. Yes, Solomon knew his name. David knew his name. Abraham knew his name. Jacob knew his name. They all knew his name. And he built the house for the God of Israel. Give me 1 minute. Cydia, could you put them in some light and then take the cover off of and give them some water? Maybe that'll help. So he is the God of Israel, 1 Kings 8:20. That's the only reason he built the house, for the God of Israel and for his name. Why did you build your church house or your cathedral or your synagogue? What was the reason that you built a million-dollar church, T.D. Jakes? What was the reason, Crapto Dollar and Joyce Myers, what was the reason y'all built million-dollar cathedrals for your God Jesus and your God Jehovah? And I'm going to show you who Jehovah is tonight. It wasn't for the God of Israel. It never been for the God of Israel. Why? Because the God of Israel never told you people to even have no ministry. That's why your ministries don't have no power. It only got a good feel-good lesson, a good feel-good sermon. But after the people leave, they go back to pain. They start hurting again. After the preacher don't put oil on them. Solomon built the house for his name, for the God of Israel. He could only have one house. That house was in Jerusalem, Canaan, Palestine. The God of Israel, the God of the 12 tribes, the Hebrew kingdom. His name. You people don't even say the God of Israel. I never heard a pastor or a bishop even talk about the God of Israel. You Hebrew Israelites either. Mosai, Yahweh, Mosai. Same old stuff. You cannot say the God of Israel. You cannot say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You cannot say it. Why? Because he's not in your heart. He's not in your soul. He's not in your spirit. Let me keep going. Next verse, 1 Kings 18:36 of 1 Kings. Let me show y'all the God of Israel. Against all your false gods. 18:36. Try to give him a little food, CD. Something. First Kings 18:36. And it came to pass at that time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Ahia, God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. So y'all see what Elijah, the prophet. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, time for the last and final evening prayer, or the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Ahia. You see what he calling people? They want to put Lord there. They want to put Lord there all over the Bible and God everywhere. Like Elijah didn't know his name. Are you kidding me? Crazy people. Ahia, God of Abraham. Can y'all people say that? God of Isaac. Can y'all say that? God of Israel. No, you can't say it because you teach Israel is dead. So if Israel dead and done away with, guess what? The God of Israel is dead and done away with. If Israel is dead, like you preachers teach in all your Christianity, then that means the God of Israel don't exist. And that's why you people catch so much hell up in this earth. Up in this earth. Because all y'all serve strange gods, foreign gods. Elijah knew the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses. He knew him. Next verse. Where was it? Oh, my God. All y'all talk about is Jesus and God. I got so sick of hearing God at the Christian church when I was a pastor. God. That's all we could call him, God, like he don't have a name. That's madness. That's demonic. What God are you talking about? There's many gods. Then you see Jacob and his household had to get rid of all the strange gods. There's many gods in the earth. What God are you talking about? You never in the Christian church. And the Hebrew Israelite church addressed him as the God of Israel or the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Hebrew Israelites, they addressed him as Most High. And you Christians address him as God. If not God, Jehovah. But it's mostly God. Next verse. Exodus 3:13-17. Let's go, people. We got a lot of more scriptures to cover. Let's get the next precept. Exodus 3. 13 verse. And Ahia spake unto Moses, saying, y'all going to say, Lord. And the Lord, who the Lord? Who is the Lord? Who is the Lord? The Lord ain't nobody but Baal. That's who the Lord is. You really want to know who the Lord is? I tell you who it is. Baal. Pull it up in the Hebrew. Ahia spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborns, whoever opened the womb among the children of Israel. No, I'm sorry. Exodus 3. I'm in the wrong one, people. Sorry about that. Exodus 3, 13 through 17. People. And Moses said unto Elohim, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, see, it's all about Israel all through the Bible, the very people that y'all said dead and done away with. From Genesis to Revelation, it talks all about Israel. And you Gentiles have a very, very small portion in the Bible. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come to the children of Israel and shall say unto them, Elohim or your fathers have sent me unto you. And they shall say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Because the children of Israel lost the name through slavery, being in Egypt for 400 years, working for Pharaoh and calling on all the gods and serving all the gods of Pharaoh. They lost the name when Jacob and Joseph and all them died. So the God of Israel wanted to reintroduce the name back to them through Moses. So he said, when I get to the children of Israel, they're going to want to know, what is your name? Bruh. Excuse me, people. Let me mute you for... No, I ain't going to mute you. Just hold on 1 minute. Celia, come here. Let me tell you what we got to do now. They aren't comfortable. They aren't comfortable. They're not comfortable. That's why they keep quiet. So I want you to take them out and put them in one of the little containers right there. One of the feeder containers. Just sit them there and clean both sides of the cages out and make sure it's real dry. They aren't comfortable. The cage is wet and it's moist and they can't sleep. So just clean this. Just get your scraper, scrape it out, okay? Please, put them in that little container. Please, they are comfortable. They ain't going to sleep till they get comfortable. Listen, people. Sorry about that. Verse 14. So Moses said, they're going to want to know your name. What shall I say to them? And Elohim said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus should I say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. Am have sent me unto you. I am in English. But in the Hebrew, 1961, Haya. Ha-ya, ha-ya. That's his name in the Hebrew. Not no God, not no Jehovah, not no Allah, not no Buddha, not no Yah, and not none of that. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. I am have sent me unto you. Hebrew number 1961, for I am to exist always. I am have sent me unto you. Exodus 3:15. And Elohim said moreover unto Moses, thus should I say unto the children of Israel, a higher God See that? A higher God, not no Lord. Because when you pull up the word Lord right here, it says, Lord. Lord. Let me tell you what Lord means. Self, it's Hebrew number 3068, self-existence of or eternal Jehovah. Jewish is Gentile. National name of God, Jehovah, the Lord. Jewish God. The children of Israel is not Jewish. They are Jews and they are Hebrews. And when you pull up the word Jehovah, you're going to see Baal. And y'all know who Baal is. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus should I say unto the children of Israel, a higher God of your father. So instead of putting his name there, they injected the word Lord to bring forth their God, Jehovah, which is Baal. Yahovah. Yehovah. YHWH. Yah. A higher God of your father, the God of Abraham. That's who he is. He's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Have sent me unto you. I'm reading Exodus 3, verse 15. Have sent me unto you. And this is my name forever. Forever. I am. See, you see how they got Lord right here in Exodus 3:15? That's supposed to be his name, Jehovah. And then up here in Exodus 3:14, he got I am. I am a higher. This is my, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. Unto all generations. Forever, it say in the Hebrew. To all generations. My name is Ahaya. This is my celebration. This is my glory. This is my memorial. This is my thanksgiving to me from the world that y'all worship and call on the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And that's why he's so heated up right now. You got wildfires there, well, floods, all kind of stuff going on, people. That's why he's so heated up right now, people. Because he told you in Exodus chapter 3, verse 15, he told you, this is my name, Ahaya, forever, throughout all your generations. But y'all people have took what he said and turned it into religion. That's what y'all have done. Turn it into religion. And that's why you don't know the God of Israel. And that's why you can't get healed. And that's why you can't get no blessings. And that's why everybody dying and dropping dead all over the earth. Because this is my memorial. I can't get nobody to call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I can't get nobody to worship me. I can't get nobody to sing to me and about me. Y'all got to sing about Jesus. Jesus and Jehovah. Buddha and Allah and all y'all gods. This is my memorial. This is my name that y'all are polluting and blaspheming. for strange gods. Yeah, I'm supposed to be angry. I'm supposed to be upset with you. Y'all better be glad that you're still alive. That's what I hear him saying. You better be glad that you're still alive, people. Because he's no respecter person. Just like he can take one out and a whole family out. Like he told Imelis the king, I'll take everybody in your kingdom out, man. You don't know me. I'm the God of Abraham. I'll take everybody in your kingdom out. Abraham was a Hebrew. He wasn't no Chaldean. He was a Hebrew. It's a scripture in the Bible proves that. Y'all people want to keep playing with me. And I'm telling you to quit while you got breath in your bodies. Because I'm going to hurt y'all if you don't stop calling on strange gods. No, my son's name is not Jesus. No, my name is not Yah, none of them names you have titled me to be. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am Ahaya is my name. Next scripture. 1 Samuel 7:23. Nah, peep. Nah. He ain't going to go for it no more, peep. You've been calling on another God for generations. Generation after generation after generation after generation after generation. He's not going to go for it no more. He's not. He done took all that he can take now. Don't you know when you hurt somebody so bad? When you hurt somebody so bad, they have to respond. They have to respond. And that's what's going on in your world right now. He must respond. Just like Pharaoh, when he was afflicting the children of Israel so bad. And he heard they cry because they his people. They're going to always be his people. You Gentiles will never be Israel. Never. They're going to always be his beloved Israel, his wife, his bride. That's why he took Pharaoh down and his army. Because he had to show him that your God is weak. Your gods is nothing with me. Your gods can't stop me, Pharaoh. Your Zeus and Horus and all your gods that you praying to. Amon, Amon, and all of they can't stop me. He told Egypt upside down, man, upside down. And he's going to do the world the same way, people. Why? Because you have caused him to respond to your blasphemy. You have blasphemed him. And he must respond now to show you that all your gods are weak and false. Tell you, people. Y'all just don't know what's been happening. You're so comfortable with saying Jesus. You're so comfortable with that. Jesus can't even heal a headache, man. He can't even take diabetes away. Nothing. And y'all are so comfortable with that name because you've been taught it from generation to generation. Next scripture, people. 1 Samuel 7:23. I got a little bit of time, people. I'm going to try to finish this. First Samuel? Maybe I wrote that down. Might be 2:23. I think it's 2:23. Yeah. First Samuel 2:23. Do you have them in a little thing? I don't want you to step on them. Excuse me, people. I don't want you to step on them. Where they at? Okay. 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 That's what it is, bro. They're not comfortable. They're not comfortable. See how you took that out and they quiet now? See that? Excuse me, people. First Samuel 2:23. I don't know. Let me look. I think I had a wrong one right there, people. Let me check. Oh, 1 Samuel 7, 23 through 27. 1 Samuel 7, 23 through 27. I don't know what I did here, people. I think I wrote something wrong. I think I wrote something here wrong. So anyway, we're going to go to the next scripture. Isaiah 44:6. Isaiah 44:6. 1 minute. Let me check something. Yeah, it's 2 Samuel 7:23. 2 Samuel. Y'all put 1 Samuel. It's 2 Samuel 7:23, people. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people? Even like Israel. Elohim went to redeem for a people to himself and to make him a name. And to do for you great things and terror for thy land before thy people, which thou redeemest to thee from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. What one people is it like in the earth? What one nation is in the earth like your people Israel? Samuel is talking to the God of the Hebrews. Who is like Israel? There's no nation. There's no race of people. There's no nationality in this world like Israel. You redeemed them for your name. Are you trying to tell me they didn't know his name? They knew his name. They lost the name in slavery for serving other gods in Egypt. You redeemed them for a people. He don't want no other people but Israel. He don't want no other people but Israel. You either Jew or Gentile. He don't want no other. The only reason you Gentiles came on the scene is because he wanted to make Israel jealous. It's a scripture in the New Testament says that. You only came about Gentiles because I wanted to make my people Israel jealous. So he used you Gentiles. He used you Gentiles to make Israel jealous. That's what it was all about. You'll never be like Israel in his eyes. That's why Samuel said there is no people like Israel in this earth. And the people that rule this earth, they know that. They know we is real, but they ain't going to tell you that. They not going to tell you that. He redeemed them for his name's sake. You don't know how important it is to know his name. You don't know how powerful it is to connect to that God. That's why I left the Christian church when I was a pastor. Because the God that I was calling on, the God that I believed in, the God of the Sabbath, they believed in Sunday and always believed in Saturday as the holy day. They could not change my mind about that. None of my bishops, nobody. Nobody could ever make me believe that Sunday was the holy day. I never believed. They couldn't make me. I knew his name was I Am. That's why I didn't understand why they kept calling him God, 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 Jehovah. It didn't make sense to me. And I just looked at them year in and year out, Sunday after Sunday, them sitting, them dry, dead, boned people that don't even know the real God. Yeah, I called on Jesus because I was taught Jesus from a little girl. My mama and my grandma and them taught me about Jesus. So, yeah, I believe that. And that's where I made my mistake at, people. That's where I made my mistake at. Knowing who the God of Israel is, I am, and all of that, but yet calling on Jesus. They couldn't convince me. I knew something was wrong. Something just wasn't right. I walked away, man. I walked away. I said, nah, man, I can't do this no more. I can't do this. I don't feel the God of Israel. I don't feel the God that I know here in this building. I never felt him around them people. They disconnect. They didn't belong to him. They only knew religion. I came from the streets. I came from the streets. The streets of Detroit, Michigan. I didn't know no religion. I was into the streets. So look what Samuel said. For your name's sake, you redeemed Israel. I just read it in Exodus that he said, this is my memorial. My name is Ahiah. I am throughout all generations. He said, I redeemed thee from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. Egypt is all over the earth. Why? Because they have the same gods that Egypt have or had, and they still have today. Zeus, Horus, his ancient name is Horus. Jesus, Talmud, ancient name. Zeus, sun god. Ra, sun god, Egypt. Same as Jesus, B. They just flip the names to make you think that you're serving a different God or you're serving a real God. You serve the same gods that the children of Israel served when they was in Egypt with different names. 2 Samuel 7:24, people. They're going to cut me off in a minute. But thou hast conformed to thyself, thy people Israel, to be a people unto thee forever. Y'all hear that, Gentiles? Do y'all hear 2 Samuel 7:24? Thou hast conformed it to thyself, Ahiah, God of Israel. thy people Israel to be a people unto thee forever. God, he don't got no new people. You Gentiles is not spiritual Israel. There's no such thing as that. You just going with the fact of one little word in the New Testament. Genesis to Revelation, Israel is his people. And they always will be forever. That's what Prophet Samuel said to the God of Israel. So Israel not dead. They not dead people. They just don't know who they are in the earth. They don't know who they are. And they not trying to know who they are. And that's what's going to hurt you people. And that's what's going to take you people out this earth. Because you don't care who you are. Nothing matter to you, Christians. Nothing matter to you, Hebrews. As long as you can say Most High, and Yah, you happy. For Israel, thy people forever. And thy Ahiah are become their gods. So that's why he is so angry right now. Because Israel have all kind of gods, just like their ancestors. That's why, people, you got cancer. That's why you got mental illness and high blood and all kind of stuff, people. Because you don't know your God. The God of Israel. The God of Elijah and Moses and Ezekiel, the prophets. 2 Samuel 7:25. You got to be connected to him, Pete. I know I'm connected to him because I can feel him and I can hear him. I'm connected to him. I'm connected to his world, his universe, his world. I'm connected to his trees and his flowers and his animals. I'm connected. And I'm not bragging. I just know. I just know, Pete. I just told the brother to do something in there. And I know. I said, you know what? Something wrong. Go and change that. Do that. Do that. And look, they sleeping like babies now. Why? I'm connected to the God of Israel universe, his creation. Verse 24. 2 Samuel 7:25. And now, O Ahiah God, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as thou hast said. They all knew his name. They all knew the God of Israel. But not you people. Not you people. And let thy name, verse 26 of 2 Samuel 7, be magnified. Let thy name, Ahiah, be magnified. Magnified in this earth. Forever. Let thy name be magnified forever. Forever. Your name be magnified, lifted up, glorified, honor, reverence, respect, love, cherish. Not Jesus, people, and Jehovah, all them strange gods you call it on, with no power, with no power. Let thy name be magnified forever, saying, Ahiah, a host, is Elohim, or God over Israel. and let the house of thy servant David be established before thee. 2 Samuel 7:27. For thou, O Ahio host, God of Israel, has revealed to thy servant, saying, I will build thee an house. Therefore have thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. He's Israel God. Well, he only got one name, people. And you people don't know that name. You just don't know that name. You just don't know that name. And you don't want to accept that you've been calling on a wrong God. Just like Jacob and his household, they was calling on the wrong God. You don't want to accept that and throw your gods in the trash. Isaiah 44:6. You got him covered up, bro? Yeah, please. They comfortable now. Isaiah 44:6, people. Oh, God. Let me get some water, people. Isaiah 44:6. No, don't give them no water, nothing. Just cover them up. And who, thus said Ahiah, the king of Israel, and his redeemer, Ahiah a host, I am the first and I am the last. And besides me, there is no God. Should I say it again, people? Should I say it again? Y'all cannot say God of Israel. You can't say that. It hurt you to say that, don't it? You can't say that. Even you Hebrew Israelite, I look at video after video after video. All I ever hear is Mosa, 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 Mosa. I am the king of Israel. He the king of Israel, and his son is the king of Israel. Think about a kingship. When the daddy is the king, he give it to the son. So that's all that was. The God of Israel always been the king of Israel. And then he gave it to his son. He passed his kingship down to his son, and his son was born in the earth. For Israel. I am the first. He the first king. His son is the second king. Let me help y'all. He the first king, Ahiah. His son is the second king. And I am the last. I am the last. And I am the final. And besides me, there is no other God. There is no God. So why do you people have so many names? If Isaiah 44:6 is saying there is no God but me. Why y'all got so many names and so many religions and so many teachings and so many doctrines and so many understandings and so much of this and so much of that to get so you can be confused, just like you people are confused, twisted up in the mind, twisted up in the spirit, twisted up in the heart. There's no God but me. One name, one way, and one understanding. That's the prophetic. Next scripture. Deuteronomy 10:17. For Ahiah, your God, is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regarded not person, nor take it reward. For Ahiah, bruh, Syria. Excuse me, people. Put them all on one side. Put them all on one side. They cold. Then they can hug up and all of that. Excuse me, people. Deuteronomy 10:17. For Ahiah, your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regard not person, nor take reward. It doesn't matter who you are. He will take you people down, man. He's the God of gods and Lord of lords. He ain't no Lord, but that's just an injection. However you want to see it, but that's not who he is. The next scripture, Jeremiah 2:11. Jeremiah, next precept, Jeremiah 2:11, people. Jeremiah 2:11. Let's start at verse 1. Jeremiah 11. The word that came to Jeremiah from Ahiah said, hear ye the words of this covenant, and speak unto the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say, die unto them. Thus said Ahiah, God of Israel. That's who he is, God of Israel. Cursed be the man that obey not the words of this covenant. When you break the law, when you go against the God of Israel, you are cursing yourselves. And that's what you see in the earth. A curse. A curse in the earth. Because you have broke the words of covenant. That's exactly what you people are seeing. With COVID and all this stuff going on in the earth, that's exactly what you people are seeing. A curse. You have cursed yourselves for going against the God of Israel, for Jesus and the Most High and all your religious gods that you call on. Next precept. You curse, people. Y'all think y'all so blessed. Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Father. Body Israel. Higher. Jeremiah 2:28. Next precept. I'm in overtime now. Jeremiah 2:28. Jeremiah 2:28. But where are thy gods? See, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of The God of Jacob is asking you people a question tonight. Where are your gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble. For according to the numbers of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah. Who is Judah in the earth? The black Negroes all across the world. African Americans, they call us, is Judah. Back in Jerusalem, they had many gods, Judah, Benjamin, Levi. Look what he said. But where are your gods, Judah? Where are your gods at, black folks? Where Jesus? Where is Jesus? Where is Yah? Where is Buddha and Allah now? Where your gods at? Don't they love you enough to take your cancer away? Do they love you enough to take your diabetes away? Do they love you enough to help your dying sick children? Your gods, where are they? Don't they love you enough to put some food on your table so you can eat? Where are your gods, Judah? Y'all the main ones up in them Christian churches. Negroes saying, oh, we spiritual Israel and we ain't got to keep the law that's done away with and all of that. Where are your gods? Can it take COVID out the earth? Can your gods stop the plagues that are before you people? No, they cannot. No, they cannot. Where are your gods that thou hast made? You made Jesus. Your daddy Pope. The Potiphar, the Gentiles, Japheth and Esau and Ham, the Gentiles, they made all your gods. The Egyptians were none but Gentiles from the tribe of Ham. They made all their gods. But where's thy gods that thou hast made? Your statues and your poles and your jewelry and your earrings and your clothes and your Jordans and all of your gods, your Jesus and all of that, your witchcraft gods. Where is your God? Let them arise, because I won't be helping you people. I won't be helping you people. I am the God of Israel. I will not be helping you people. Where your gods at? Let them help you now. Let them arise, he said, Jeremiah 2:28, if they can. Save thee in the time of thy trouble. For according to the numbers of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah. So to answer that young lady question that called into the broadcast of the pastor show last night, she don't know why she depressed. She don't know why she can't receive love when somebody's giving her love. They don't know why they got diabetes. In the time of your trouble, let your gods arise and save you. Y'all got many gods. Many. Next precept. Next precept. Can y'all people see this stuff, man? It's so clear. It's so very clear that what y'all people are doing is wrong. Jeremiah 11:13. You still want to go with your religions and your conferences and your shows and your prayer breakfasts and your prayer callings and Jeremiah 11:13. Precept. For according to the numbers of thy cities, look what he said. Where thy gods, O Judah? Judah, you got black folks, Negroes, y'all got all kind of gods. One God name is Yah. For the Hebrew Israelite church. Talking about black folks, Judah. One God name is YHWH. For the Hebrew Israelite churches. One God is named Yahweh. For the Hebrew Israelite churches. Black folks, Negroes. One God is named Allah. For the Hebrew Israelite, no, not the Muslim churches, black folks, Negroes. One God is named Jehovah. For the Christian churches, you Negroes up in the Christian church, Judah. Where's your God? For according to the numbers of thy city, Jeremiah 11:13. Were thy gods, O Judah, and according to the numbers of the streets of Jerusalem, have you set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal? Who is Baal? Baal, a Phoenician deity. Baal, Hebrew 11:80. Hebrew 11:80. Let me pull that up in my strong concordance. Hebrew 11:80. Belly. It say Baal. Charmon, Baal, Hermon, Baal, Charmon, a place in Palestine, Baal Hamon. Solomon set up all these gods. Solomon set up all these gods. Then it said Hebrew 11:8, Belly. Something is on my feet. Excuse me, people. Belly. With my master. Baali, a symbolic name for Jehovah, Baal. Where's your God, said Judah? Where Baal at? Where Jehovah at? Don't they love you people? You pray to them all the time. You cry to them, sing to them, worship them. Give them money, burn. You got altars all over the world set up to them. All your streets are set up with altars to Baal. No, y'all not serving the real God, people. No, you're not. They're going to cut me off in a minute, people, and I still have quite a few scriptures left. Daniel 5:4. God of Israel from Genesis to Revelations. Why call him God, Jesus, the Most High? Daniel 5:4. Let me deal with that Most High before they cut me off. Daniel 5, verse 4. I just dealt with God. God. That's not a name. That's a title. And he had never say he was, he didn't, he said he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's who he is. You can't say that, can you? Daniel 5, verse 4, people. And I'm getting ready to leave, people. They drink wine and praise the gods of gold. That's what y'all do, Hebrews and Gentiles. They drink wine and praise the gods of gold and silver, of brass, of iron and wood, and of stone. That's what y'all do. You praise the gods of gold. Gods of gold. Gods of gold. Wood, brass, iron, and stone. All your images, all your figures, and all you people gods. Y'all in some serious trouble. Serious, people. It is so very serious. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elise Shaba. Galatians 4, verse 8. Next scripture. Next scripture, people. Galatians 4, verse 8. I'm going from Genesis to Revelation. Galatians 4, verse 8. Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. Howbeit then, when you knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. You did service when you knew not God. You don't know the God of Israel. Look what Paul is saying. You did service. What was your service that you did to your God? Tithes, go to your churches. I don't have to name it. You already know, people. Unto them which is by nature are no gods. These are not real gods that you people are calling on and serving. Y'all really think you serving the real gods, but unfortunately, you're not. You are not. You are not, people. You not. Next scripture. Next scripture. The service that you are doing every day, you go to Christian church, all to your churches and your congregation, you doing service to them but who by nature are no gods. They statue, they false. Next scripture, Matthew 15:31. I'm going to try to finish this, people. I have a few. Matthew 15:31. All through the Bible, it's talking about the God of the children, the gods of the children of Israel, how they went off, and you Gentiles. Matthew 15:31. Yes, people. Yes, yes, yes. 31. Insomuch that the multitude wondered. No. Yeah. When they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. They glorified the God of Israel. From Genesis to Revelation, he is the God of the Hebrew nation. When the Son of God did a miracle, they didn't glorify the Son of God like you people, saying Jesus is God and you got to pray to him and you got to sing to him and you got to cry out to him and all of that. No, when the Son of God was in Jerusalem and he healed people, they wondered when they saw the dumb to speak and the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified the, they didn't glorify the Son like you people doing. Y'all don't even know who the real Son is. Y'all, you just don't know people. They glorified the God of Israel. This is Matthew 15:31. There's no scripture in the Bible that tells you to worship Jesus. There's no scripture in the Bible to tell you to cry out to Jesus and worship him and pray to him and sing to him. What scripture is that? Not a one. They glorified the God of Israel. That's who he is, and that's who he always will be. The one and true only God. There's no God besides me. He already told you that. I read that scripture tonight. You got 10 gods, 20 gods for one God. 12:29. Mark 12:29. Next precept. And Yeshua answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel. See that? This is what the Son of God, Yeshua, my Savior in the Hebrew. He's a Hebrew. He's a Jew. He have a Jew name. Yeshua or Yeshua, my. And Yeshua answered him, the first of all the commandments. You got 613 commandments that we know. The first of all the commandments, hear, O Israel. See, that's who he wants to hear, Israel, up in this earth. Hear, O Israel, Judah. You got all, you got so many gods, the number of streets that you have in your city. You got churches set up on every single corner. 10 churches, 11, 20 churches on one block. You have gods, as many streets as you have, that's how many gods you have. Judah, African Americans, Negroes up in the earth. Many gods you have. Many. The first of all commandments. is number one. Hear, O Israel, listen to me. Pay attention to your God. Hear, O Israel, Ahaya, our God is one. Ahaya. He is one. Ahaya. He's one God. Not many gods. Why do you people have so many names? So many different titles. And see, people, it speaks for itself. Wake up, people. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep for a very, very long time. It's time to wake up and snap out the zone, which is the religion. All you pastors, all you bishops, all you elders, snap out of your paganism religion. You said a law done away with, you ain't got to keep it. But look what the Son of God has said. The first of all commandments is to hear, O Israel. So if he said the first of all commandments, that means you people got to keep the law. You got to keep the law. This is what the Son of God said. Yeah, thou shalt love thy God with all thy heart. I ain't going into that one. Y'all done read that 1,000 times up in the Christian church and still don't want to serve the God of all gods. That's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation. Ahaya is my name. Luke 1:54. I think we're going to get through all of these tonight. So what I'm going to do before they cut me off, Luke 1:54. I got some in Acts and I got some in Revelation. I want to pull up the Most High right now. Luke 1:54. He have hope in his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. He have hope in or helping his servant, his bride, his church, his wife, his people. He have hope in his servant Israel and remembrance of his mercy. It's all about Israel, Gentiles. All about Israel and the God of Israel. Luke 1:80, let's go down to verse 80. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. Let me say it again now. Talking about John the Baptist, I believe it is. And the child grew, John the Baptist, and he waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. Real. I don't see no Gentiles here. From Genesis to Revelation, I'm all the way in the New Testament talking about the God of Israel. John the Baptist was sent to the children of Israel. The Son of God was sent to the children of Israel. All the prophets were sent to the children of Israel. Paul was sent to the children of Israel. Yes, he loved Israel, but Israel don't love him. Let me say it again. Israel don't love him. And you Gentiles, have already said the children of Israel is dead and done away with. When the God of Israel loved Israel. And he said Israel is forever. No spirit. You're a pagan, man. Gentile will never. Let me keep going, people. They're going to cut me off in a minute. Let's go to Acts 4:27 now. Acts 4, verse 27. Acts 4:27. Come on now. Going deeper in the New Testament. Talking about the God of Israel and the children of Israel. Acts 4:27. For of a truth against thy holy child, Yeshua, whom thou hast anointed, both Hira and Pilate, with the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were gathered together. So the children of Israel and the Gentiles was gathered together against the Son of God, Yeshua, saying, crucify him. None of him. We don't want him. Kill him. Get rid of him. Kill him. Crucify him. Who hear it? Acts 4:27. Who is Herod? The name of four Jewish kings. Who is Pontus? Jewish is Gentile. Who is Pontus? Greek number 4194 for Acts 4:27. Pontus Pilate, they call him. Apparently, Pontus, a Roman. A Roman. Pilate was a Roman. Herod was a Roman. With the Gentiles, heathens, non-Jew, a foreign, pagan, Gentile, heathen nation. Greek number 1484. All you Christians didn't know y'all was pagans. Y'all did not know y'all was pagans. Heathens. That's why you say Israel dead, done away with, we ain't got to keep no law, we can eat what we want, we can go where we want, Sunday is the holy day, it doesn't matter what he is, who he is, pagan, he that. Next scripture, Acts 5, verse 4. Getting deeper and deeper, people. Acts 5, verse 4. While it remained, was it not thy own? And after it was sold, no. Next precept, Acts 13:24. Ooh, you wish you had some pastors like this, right? That actually read the Bible, that actually go from Genesis to Revelation, trying to teach you and show you what the God of Israel, the God of the Bible, want you to know and do. You wish you really had pastors like this, don't you? Nah. You really wish you had. You ain't got to read the Old Testament. It's done away with. All that madness that you people have brought up in the earth. Acts 13:24. When John, Look what it say now, Acts 13:24. We all the way in the book of Acts now, still talking about Israel and the God of Israel. When John had first preached before his coming, the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. John the Baptist had first preached before his coming, the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. When them Gentiles showed up to get baptized, John said, you know what? You generation of vipers. Them old Gentiles and them old religious people. Jew and Gentile, religious. Who have warned you to flee from the wrath of the God of Israel? Preach the baptism of repentance to all the people. It was all about Israel. I'm all the way to book of Acts. That's what Luke is saying. He preached repentance to Israel. Next precept. Acts. That's it for Acts. Revelation. Now we go into the last and final revelation. Let me see how they cut me off. They could have. No, I'm still going. I'm almost finished, people. Revelation. The God of Israel. Why you going to call him Jesus? Where's Jesus at? Nowhere but in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And Acts. And all that stuff. Yo, Jesus. Yo, injected God. Name Jesus. Revelation 2:14. And then we're going to deal with the word Most High. Revelation 2:14. Look what it says in Revelation. But I have a few things against thee. Because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Who was Balaam? Balaam was a Moabite. Balaam is a Balaam, Greek number, Revelation 2:14. The Christian church always talking about the donkey and all of that and Balaam. But they don't even know who Balaam is. None of you leaders know who Balaam is. Balaam, Greek number 903. Balaam, Mesopotamian, symbolic of a false teacher, Balaam. Look what it says. It took me to another Hebrew number for Balaam. Hebrew 1:109. Not of the people, that is foreigner. Foreigner. Balaam, a Mesopotamian prophet. That means he's from Babylon. Foreigner. Also a place in Palestine. Balaam. Say Mesopotamia. Okay, Mesopotamia is in Palestine. Say. Sorry about that one. It say, thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak, Greek number 904, a Moabite, a Gentile, to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Balaam, He was a Mesopotamian. He must have been a Hebrew Israelite, but he was a false teacher. And he taught Balak, a Moabite, a Gentile, to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel. Israel is Greek number 2474. Israel, that is Yisrael, the adopted name of Jacob, including his descendants, the 12 tribes of Israel. Next scripture, Revelation 2:21-4, last one, and then we're going to look up the word Most High. Most High, we're going to go to Hosea 11:7 to do that. Revelation 21:4. 21:4. And God is a title, not a name. Stop calling him God. He have a name. Don't call him Yah and all of Most High and TMH. He have a name that he gave to the children of Israel, that he gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. Who eyes? The children of Israel. Let me go up here. Let's go up here. Revelation 21:2. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. So him and Israel is about to get married again. He's about to marry Israel, the remnant, the 10%. And I heard a great voice out of heaven say, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. Talking about Israel, the remnant, shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them. What God? Yah? No. Most High? No. Buddha? No. Allah? No. Jesus? No. What God? The same God that I've been teaching you about all night. The God of Israel. Ahaya is his name. This is my name forever throughout all generations. He will be with his people. His people is Israel. Yes. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. Not now, because the remnant is caught up in all these religions. You caught up in all these religions, all this teaching, and all this twisted up doctrine and stuff they got going. Science and Moabites and Moors and all kind of religions, Egyptologists and all kind of gods and oh my God, all kind of religions. That's why he said, Judah, you got more gods than the streets you got in Jerusalem. You got altars on every corner, every avenue. That sound like you Christians. That sound like you Muslims today. That sound like you Buddhists today. That sound like you Hebrew Israelites today. And Moors and all the rest of y'all. And look what he said in Revelation 21:4. And God, Elohim, shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Yeah, they're going to be crying. They're going to think about all the gods that they served and how much time they wasted in their life serving all them false gods. They're going to have so much shame, the remnant. They're going to be crying because their mama didn't make it and their sister didn't make it and their brother didn't make it. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor cry, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. That's what's coming up, people. The former things. This earth is about to pass away. This earth, he's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. And the holy city going to come down and receive the remnant, the 10%. And all you people are going to be cast into the lake of fire, all that the New World Order don't take out and kill. The former things are passed away. That's why everything closed and shut down. That's why everything shut up, shut down, locked up, locked in, locked out. The former things are passing away. It's over, people. He got to clean up this earth. The fires that you see is going to purify the earth. It's going to purify and clean up the earth. The water that you see, he's going to purify and clean up the earth and get rid of the wicked and the evil. Yeah, that's what you see. The former things are passed away. No more. Now they tell you got to have a vaccine for this, to go here, to go there, to do this, to go to the grocery store, to go here, to go there, go to the mall. You got to have a vaccine. That's what they're pushing right now. The former things are passed away. They're not coming back. You might as well forget about that. It's time for the earth to be renewed. It's time for the earth to be cleansed because you people have defiled it with all your altars and all your gods and all your churches and all your everything. You have defiled the earth. And the God of Israel said, no, the former things are passed away. Now let's go to Hosea 11:7. Talk about the Most High right now. You Hebrew Israelites say y'all in the troop and all of that. I'm still going. Come on with me, Blog Talk. Give me a little more minute here. Hosea 11:7. He's telling you, where's your gods at? Let them help you. Let them take COVID out the earth. Let them help you people. Take away your mental illness and stuff you, if they can, but they can't because they're not real. The God of Israel is mocking your gods right now. Look at Canada on fire. Look at Canada on fire. Animals dying. I read in the news today, millions of the beautiful birds, flamingos. Millions of flamingos is dead today because of the drought. Millions. Animals are dying every day, people. And y'all still want to act like this world is normal. The former things are passed away. All kind of animals are dying. Sea creatures. Birds. the God of Israel said that he will send to this earth to chastise the ungodly and the sinners. Hosea 11:7. Let's look up this Most High, the God of Israel, from Genesis to Revelation. I just showed y'all. There's so many more scriptures that talk about the God of Israel in Israel. What he going to do for them. What they doing right now. They involved in sin and serving all kind of gods. That's what they doing. They into paganism. Hosea 11:7. Y'all people ain't got no feelings. You ain't got no heart. You dead. You're dead people because you've been serving a dead God all your life. You've been serving a dead God named Jesus all your lives. And you ain't got no remorse. You ain't got no feeling. You ain't got no heart. You ain't got nothing. You are dead people. Your gods are dead. That's why you dead. You can't feel nothing. Nothing but your gods. Four million people don't die and you haven't shed a tear. Not one single tear. Thank God people going somewhere to be with the God of Israel. No way! Never! Never, 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 people! You will not go with me anywhere! I'll cast you to the lake of fire! That's what I'm going to cast you! I'm going to throw you in the pit of hell! Because you evil people! Hosea 11:7. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahaya is my name. Forever. 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 Tell your gods to come on. They can stop me. Tell them to come on. If they can stop me, tell them to come on. And my people, look what it said, Hosea 11:7. And my people are bent to backsliding from me, though they call them to the Most High. Though they call them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. Now let's look up the word Most High right here. You know what it's saying, people? You know who the Most High really is? You Hebrew Israelite. Most High, Most High, Most High, Most High, Most High. Oh, Most High this, Most High that, Most High this. You can't say the God of Israel. You can't say the God of Jacob. You can't say the God of Abraham. Most High, you can't say the God of Most. Most High, Most High, Most High. You can't say the God of Jeremiah and the prophets. Why? Because you don't even believe about it. The only prophet you believe in. You believe in Jeremiah now. But you don't believe in no other prophets. Most High said, Hosea 11:7. Hebrew 5:9-0. Properly the top. Especially the highest, that is God, also verbally aloft to Jehovah. Aloft to Jehovah. Hosea 11:7. Aloft to Jehovah, above, high, Most High. Most High. And you know what? That took me to another Hebrew number. Let me help you deadhead Hebrew Israelites. Thank y'all in the truth. What truth are you in? None but another religion. Hebrew number 5:9-7. To ascend, be high, or act the mount. Allah. Allah. That's your most high. To ascend. I will ascend to the clouds. I will ascend to the clouds. Isaiah 14. I will ascend. I will be like the most high. That means he's going to be lifted up like a God himself. Can't you see they try to get NASA ready and all that? They got rockets and everything going up to space. I read in the news yesterday that they said you can get married now. They want you to pay $100,000 if you want to go up 1,000 feet up in the air. How did an airplane? You going up in space. They said they can put you 1,000 feet up in the air on a hot balloon. Like a capsule, and you could get married up in space for $100,000. I will ascend unto the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. I will be a God. I will be high. It ain't got nothing to do with the God of Israel, that word. He already told you who he is. He the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ain't no Most High. That's Allah. To ascend. To be high. To go up to NASA. Up to space. Set up my universe up there. So now they fly rockets up there and all of that. Say you can get married for $100,000. And I heard today in the news. I ain't going to mention no names. I don't have to. Read the news. I heard in the news today they're going to build a road to go to space. I guess you're going to drive up there to space on a road. My God. My God. You think a higher, the God of Israel, is going to show out up in this place? My God, people. Oh, my God, these people just don't know. They said, yeah, you can. We're going to build your house up there, $300,000. Just put it in right now. We'll build it in the next 2-3 years, a house in space. You can have babies up there, children, and have sex, whatever you want. Allah, I will ascend. Allah. Ascend. Be high. Be high. Satan want to set his army. Satan want to set his kingdom up in the space, up in the sky. The very place that he got kicked out, he want to set it back up there. He can't go back up there where the God of Israel is. He want to be up under him. So Most High, no, it ain't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. So you Hebrew Israelites, sit down, people. It's just another religion that was taught. That's all it is. Like I told y'all, people, if y'all was really calling on the real God and doing what the real God want y'all to do, y'all would be dead like Peter, John, and James and all the rest of them. You wouldn't even be living right now. Don't y'all people know that and understand that? No, you don't, do you? Let's look up the word Most High now in the dictionary. I want to break this word down. And I'm leaving after that, people. Allah. And it say Lilith, Most High. It say Hebrew number 4791 for Most High. I'm looking up all the Hebrew numbers for the word Most High. It took me to Hebrew number 7311. 4791 for Most High. I say altitude. What? What, people? Altitude. That got everything to do with what's going on with the rocket ships going up and down, from Earth to space. Altitude. That's where they're going to sit their God up. Most High, Satan. That's who he is. Most High. Allah. Altitude. NASA. Altitude. That is concretely an elevated place. Abstractly elevation. Big elevation. Or verbally aloft, far above. They say you can get married 1,000 miles in the sky now, far above. Dignity, horny, height, most on, high one. High one, look at here, high one. Place, lofty, upward. Don't have nothing to do with the God of Jacob. Nothing at all. See, you dumb Hebrew Israelites, y'all really think y'all got it going on. Oh, we in the truth, we in the truth, yeah, yeah, yeah. What truth? You ain't nothing but another knockoff religion. A knockoff religion. That's all you is. Hebrew number 7311. A primary root to be high, actually to rise or raise. And various applications, literally, figuratively, bring up. That's what they're doing right now. Bringing up all their space rockets. Bringing up all their stuff, their material, so they can build in space. Bring up, exalt, self, extol. Come on, people. I'm showing y'all. That's another Hebrew number, 7311. Next Hebrew number for Most High. 5920, properly the top, especially the highest, that is God. What God? The same God that's on your money, and God we trust, not the God of Israel. The same God that's on your dollar bill, and God we trust, that God, highest, that is God, also verbally aloft to Jehovah. You want me to spell Jehovah here? Hebrew number 5920. A love to Jehovah. J-E-H-O-V-A-H. I'm looking up the word Most High. Hebrew number 5920. A love to Jehovah. Above. High. Most High. Took me to an L. L-A-L. L. You want me to look up L? If I have time, I look up L to break it down to you even more, to show you people, you Hebrew Israelites. Mm. 5927 to ascend, be high. Next Hebrew number, 5943. I don't know if they cut me off. I don't know, people. I don't know. I don't want to be talking and they cut me off. I'm still going. All right. How you want me to finish this? 5921. Most High. Come on. We got about two or three more definitions for that word and we finish. Yeah. Let me break it down for you. G-O-C-C-I-U-T-A-O-K-P-P-I. Them ain't never broke the word down for y'all. It means Jehovah. It means Jehovah. Trust me, people. That's who it is. They get ready to set up his kingdom or try to set up his kingdom in space. Mm. They're going to set up their God, the Most High. That's who he is, the Most High. Mm. Next Hebrew number, Lilith. Lilith. Lilith, people. Lilith. I know y'all don't heard of Lilith, especially you Hebrew Israelites. I know y'all have heard of Lilith. Lilith supposed to be Adam's wife or something, I heard. I heard she's supposed to be Adam's wife or something. Some kind of story behind the name Lilith. I-L-L-A-Y. Most High also mean Lilith. Most High also mean Allah. My God. Your Hebrew Israelite elders didn't teach all that. You think you're such a deep truth. Lilith, it say. Hebrew number 5943. Lilith. Lilith. Took me to 5942. Hi, that is comparatively upper space, people. Space. They trying to set it up right now. Space. The most high atmosphere. Lilith, Allah, Satan himself. 5942. It say supreme. That is God. I went to that Lilith. Next one. Elon. Look at all these names for the Most High. Elon. All these gods. All these different gods and different names. Elon. Elyon. E-L-Y-O-N. Hebrew number 5945. Elyon. An elevation. That is lawfully as title the supreme. Most highest, uppermost. Wow, look at this madness here. Next Hebrew number. 5946, Eon, again, Elyon, Chaldean. Next one. Rosh. Oh, my God, I got to write this one down because I need to run a research on this one, people. R-O-S-H for the word most high. Hebrew number 7218, Rosh, R-O-S-H, Rosh. It says, from an unused root, apparently meaning to shake the head, or most easily shaken, whether literally or figuratively, in many applications, to place time, rank, etc., band, beginning, captain, chapter, chiefest place, man things now, cheapest place. They try to make it up there in the sky right now. The cheapest place, man things, M-A-N things. Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and them, they try to do it, people. Man things, company in every man, excellent, first, forefront. What is the forefront, people? That's where they're going to fight from. The Satan's going to set his kingdom up in the space. That's what he's trying to do. Forefront. Forefront means somewhere where you're going to fight at. Behead, height, on high, part, priest, led, poor, principal, ruler, psalm, top, rosh, R-O-S-H. Forefront, huh? All right. You remember Star Trek? Oh, we're going to come up to the... Y'all remember Star Trek? Well, never man dwelt. It says something like the frontier. The frontier. That's what forefront means. Frontier. Frontier. And Jeff Bezos of the day, he had a news article because he went up to space and all of that. And he said he always been amused by Star Trek. Since he was a little boy, he always been amused by Star Trek. Frontier. Forefront. Last number for Most High. This is the Greek. I read all of them Hebrew. Now, this is the Greek. Greek 5310. Superlative from the base of Greek number 5311. Highest. That is masculine. Similar. The supreme. God, same God on the dollar bill, the heavens, most high, highest, yeah, the heavens, yeah, space, yeah, the first heaven, the second heaven, you ain't going up to the third one, okay, you ain't going to make it up there. Greek number 5311, derived from elevation, that is abstractly aptitude, people. That's like a rocket or a play. Aptitude. What do that got to do with the God is, your people? Please. Especially the sky or figuratively dignity, big exotic, height on high. 5228. I can't get to that one, people. I wish I could, because I would love to look that up. Let me see if I can. But anyway, I'm going to write that down because I want to look that up too. 5228. So with that, people, God of Israel, from Genesis to Revelation, why call him God? Why call him God? Go now. All right. Good night. Yeah.